Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, in September, games in the NFL payday style, since last season, at the start of the season, unders have cashed 78.6% of the time when the over-under is set under 45 points. And that number's down, like, in a big way, like, from the September rate over the last decade, which was 49%. And when a team's favored by more than a touchdown, from 2011 to 2020, the heavy favorite covered 47.9% of the time. And in 21-22, the same heavy covered 58.8% of the time. Overs connected on 53.9% of the games in a low total window after September ended last season. But what we have here is another weekend in September, and all kinds of low totals in week three. There aren't a lot of big favorites. The Bengals and Rams are both road teams favored by more than a field goal. And then you got teams playing that, like, both stink. The Texans and Bears, for instance. What about the Falcons and Seahawks? And essentially, you could say that about the Cowboys and Giants, if you don't buy into their early starts. The Cowboys upset the Bengals, obviously getting 7.5, and the Giants got by Carolina, and of course they beat Tennessee on the road in week one, so I'm not sure if people are really buying them that they're that good, or are they just kind of freakishly 2-0? So away teams are 14-17-1 against the spread. That's 45%. Home teams are 17-14-1. That's 54.8%. Favorites are 13-17-1 against the spread. That's 43.3%. Dogs are 17-13-1, 56.7%. Away favorites, 5-8-1 against the spread, 44.4%. Away dogs, 9-8 for 52.9%. Home favorites are 8-9 for 47%. Home dogs are 8-5-1 for 55.6%. The total trends, there's been 10 overs, 31.3%. There's been 21 unders, 65.6%. That is crazy. There's been one push, 3.1%. So what about tonight in Cleveland, the Steelers and Browns? So for the Steelers, over their last four road divisional games, they're 3-0 against the spread. When the under hits, and 0-1 when the over hits. The Browns, well, they're 1-1 against the spread. By the way, the Steelers 1-0-1. In the over-under, they're 2-0, the Browns. The Steelers are 0-2. The Browns have lost four straight against the spread against the division and haven't covered in each of their last five games against the Steelers. So what about the biggest game Sunday in Miami? The Bills and Dolphins going at it at Hard Rock. The Bills are 2-0 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. The Bills did not cover three of Allen's first four starts on short rest, but they've covered four of the last five since. And Buffalo's in that spot. The Dolphins are 2-0 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. And the under has cashed in six of Tua Tagovailoa's nine divisional starts. And both starts against the Bills last season hit the under. What about the Bengals and Jets in East Rutherford at MetLife? So the Bengals are 0-2 against the spread. They're 0-2 in over-unders. The Bengals have covered in 16 of their last 17 outright wins. What about the Jets? They're 1-1 against the spread, 1-1 in over-unders. The Jets have failed to cover in five of their last six games as a home dog. And they lost by 15 in week one. And here they are, the host of a team in the Bengals. Remember, that week one loss was to the Ravens. They were 6.5-point favorites. So when they're a home dog, they generally get smoked. What about the Lions and Vikings at U.S. Bank in Minneapolis? The Lions are 2-0 against the spread, 2-0 in over-unders. Detroit hasn't covered in six of their last eight divisional road games. Last year, though, they were a 2-point loss as a 10-point dog in Minnesota in week five. The Vikings are 1-1 against the spread, 0-2 over-unders. The Vikings haven't seen consecutive divisional games go under since December of 2019. They played Green Bay in week one, and the game went under by 16.5 points. The Texans are at the Bears at Soldier Field. The Texans are 2-0 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. Dating back to last year, the Texans have covered three straight games, but they haven't done four in a row since the last three games of 2015 and the first game of 2016. The Bears, meanwhile, are 1-1 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. They failed to cover five straight at Soldier Field. That was until they covered in consecutive home games. They won in week one as a 6.5-point dog against the Niners. They beat them flush. The Chiefs and Colts in Indy. The Chiefs are 1-1 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. And everybody just wants to back Mahomes. He's had rest. The Chiefs are just 7-6-1 against the spread in the Mahomes era when they have at least 7 days or more off. The unders are 7-6 in those games. The Colts, meanwhile, have stunk. They're 0-2 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. They've failed to cover four straight games and have seen each of their last seven games go under. The Saints are in Carolina against the Panthers. The Saints are 0-2 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. The Saints have covered six of their last eight games in Carolina. In those eight games, six of them saw a team cover by less than a touchdown. The Panthers are 0-2 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. It's the first of three straight games at home in Charlotte for the Panthers. They haven't covered in 12 of their last 15 at home. And that's seven straight against the spread losses. The Eagles are in D.C. against Washington. The Eagles are 1-1 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. 1-4-1 against the spread in their last six divisional games as a favorite. Meanwhile, the Commanders are 1-1 against the spread, 2-0 in totals. Washington is 4-1 against the spread over their last five at home. Before that, they had failed to cover in five straight at FedEx. The Raiders are in Smashville against the Titans. And, of course, Tennessee and the Raiders both 0-2. Raiders 0-2 against the spread, 0-1-1 in totals. For the first time since 2012, they're 0-2 against the spread to start the season. And if you look at that, in that 2012 year, they finished 5-11 against the spread. The Titans are 0-2 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. The Titans game in Buffalo on Monday went over, just their second over in their last seven games. The Ravens are in Foxborough. Baltimore 1-1 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. The Ravens haven't covered in five of their last seven games that the total has gone over. The Pats are 0-1-1 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. Six straight at Foxborough have gone over the total. They've gone over by an average of 13-plus points during that span. The Jags are at L.A. SoFi to take on the Chargers. Jags 1-1 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. The Jags are 2-0 against the spread against the Colts, 0-8 against the spread against the rest of the NFL. The Chargers would be in that department. They're 2-0 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. The Chargers went 0-3 against the spread last year when they were a road favorite. Too bad the game's at home. Falcons and Seahawks in the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. Falcons are 2-0 against the spread. They're 6-2-1 against the spread over their last nine road games. The Seahawks are 1-1 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. Geno has covered in his final three home starts with the Jets and has covered in his first three home games with the Seahawks. Packers at Bucks. Packers are 1-1 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. The Packers have failed to cover back-to-back-to-back road games. Bucks are 2-0 against the spread. They're 5-1 against the spread in their last six that haven't hit the point total. Rams at Zona. Rams are 0-2 against the spread, 1-1 in totals. They're on the road for the first time this year. Last two times at Zona, they've gone under. Overs are 4-0 in their divisional road games. Cards are 1-1 against the spread. They're 3-11 against the spread over the last 14 home games. Sunday night, Niners at Broncos. Niners are 1-1 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. The Niners are 1-5. 1-5 against the spread in their last six primetime. Overs are 4-2 in those games. Broncos are 0-2 against the spread, 0-2 in totals. Both of their games have gone under this year. They were 8 of 11 unders in closing out last season. We'll talk about that Monday night game on Monday, Cowboys G-Men.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.